the top of the idea center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty, shake your groove thing, shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
I know you're going to dig this.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Hi, I am, in fact, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. If you've never heard the show before, it's like a graduate-level course in pop. A lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long, 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 long time. We started there, Men at Work, from that Business as Usual album. It's a Mistake. No, wait, was that from Business as Usual? Yeah, I think it was. Or Cargo, it's one of those two, and I'm pretty sure that was... Nah, I can't remember. They were recorded and released within a year of each other in 1982-83. Overkill was the first single from the second album. It's a Mistake was the second single. Yeah, okay, that's right. So, anyway, Men at Work on Crap from the Past. And what am I doing this week? There's actually a theme, a method to my madness this week. It's, let's see, August 6th, 1945. It's an unfortunate day in world history. It's the day that we bombed Hiroshima. And so, 64 years later, we'll be taking a look at that in, without a whole lot of commentary here on Cramp from the Past. It's a date, it's an historical date, and I'll be playing some things relevant to that. So, It's a Mistake, clearly an anti-nuclear song from 1983, and even right there on the picture sleeve, it's making it very, very plain that the nuclear escalation that had taken place in the early 80s, not good. And so, things like that. So we'll be playing a combination of 80s songs, some 50s songs, some 50s sound bites, and I have to give a whole lot of credit where credit is due tonight. Tonight's show was basically programmed by the great Jay Philpott, who, when he was here in town last month, said, here, you gotta take this. And he gave me a couple CDs and some playlists and stuff, and here, this is for the August 7th show. Just here, do all this. It'll be great. So, and that's exactly what I'm doing tonight. So all the music, with maybe an exception or two, picked out by Jay Philpott tonight. So, Jay, if you're listening down in St. Louis, thank you. It's fun. This is going to be an enjoyable show. I'm going to keep the commentary to a minimum because a lot of these things are much older than I am. And I'm not, I don't know a lot of the context of these things. So, this next little thingy is short. This is Don Pardo and Message from Mars. I'm Pat from the Past.
Gonzalez, I think I have it. I hear something.
Pedro, are you getting through?
Yes, at last.
From Mars? You're really in radio contact with the Mars?
Yes, Gonzalez, it's Mars. This message is man's first communication with the planet Mars.
Pedro, why they say?
This is phenomenal. Positively amazing. Here they are, listen.
Do you know what to do in case of a civil defense emergency? You must know these two numbers, 640 and 1240. They may save your life. Mark these numbers, 640 and 1240, on your standard radio dial now. These are your Conelrad frequencies, your only way of getting life-saving civil defense instructions and information during an enemy attack. Only on radio, only at 640 or 1240 on your radio will you hear the Conelrad broadcasts. Be sure you have a battery radio in your home should electric power be knocked out. Also, make certain your car radio is in working order. Remember, in a civil defense emergency, tune to
640-1240 Conelrad, 640-1240 Conelrad.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
I'm gonna grow up without anyone to love and die friendless and alone like Weird Al Yankovic.
On Crap from the Past.
Mr. Chairman, please. Point of furlough, please. Point of order, please. Can I finish, please?
I got those Senator McCarthy, Chairman Munt, McClellan, Potter, Senator Dirksen Blue. Because my gal won't leave her TV set, I think that she's about to blow her fuse. I got those open session, close session, end the session, no confession blue. Got those Secretary Stevens, don't remember, just can't place it blue. I got those Mitsumaya, Mamma Mia.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Sorry, Senator, I was in Korea. Blue. I got those, hey, reporter, no recorder, close the border.
Point of order.
Blue. And she got the dishes in the sink. and her floor ain't mopped too. She got the washing in the washer. She don't care what Dazzle do, 'cause when she sees that Welch kid with those legal torts, she just yells, "Beat me, Daddy, till I'm a habeas corpse."
Can I finish, please?
Can you finish? Look, I've got those Senator McCarthy. I've got those blues till I can burst. Now, I don't know what it's all about, or where or when or who's on first.
Can I finish, please? I'd like to say something, please.
I got to stop the babble. Let's play Scrabble. Mommy, mommy, where's the commie blues?
Mrs. Sherman, please.
I got those Senator McCarthy. Listen, gal, your husband's getting jealous blues. Now you better do a little housework, or there's a certain man you're gonna lose. So better turn off those hearings before your man gets touchy, and be content to spend the day with Groucho Marx and Liberace. Oh, here's the moral of the story, and this you ought to know. A good man of your own is better than a daytime TV show. Now, if you got your man, McCarthy sure won't mind.
Can I finish?
I'm finishing. It's the finish of the program called What's My Shine?
This record is adjourned until 10:30 tomorrow.
Is that all, Senator?
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Oh, not again. Oh.
I'd like to finish, please. Please.
We're finished.
From sleepy eye to slippery rock. From embarrassed to now then. From Minnesota to Sarasota. There's no limit to the reach of KFAI. Become an active member of Worldwide Community Radio. Donate now at kfai.org.
Anywhere, the risk grows greater.
That's Dan Fogelberg on Crap from the Past and Face the Fire. Before that, Hal Block and Senator McCarthy Blues. If you're kind of young and didn't live through all that, as I didn't, a lot of it just doesn't make any sense. So this week, the 64 years since the bombing of Hiroshima, and we're certainly not celebrating that, but we're marking the anniversary with some it's nuclearly related type things here on Crap from the Past. So, Paul Hardcastle, I mentioned this last week. You may remember the song 19, which was an anti-Vietnam War thing that he produced and became a big hit, actually a dance club hit of all strange things. It had vocals from what was a film strip or something interspersed with dance music, and 19 turned out to be a really big hit. I think it hit number one in England. We say everything can hit number one in England, but that was a bona fide hit. There was no album to go along with it in 1986-87 when that thing actually came out. So I was surprised when I found a full CD by Paul Hardcastle on Chrysalis Records from 1988. It's a gloomy thing called No Winners, and it's basically smooth jazz ruminations on nuclear war. I can see why this thing didn't sell at all. I had never heard of this till I found it a couple weeks ago. commercially, Paul Hardcastle shot himself in the foot because, like I just mentioned, track one is 31 minutes long and it involves smooth jazz ruminations on nuclear war. It's basically smooth jazz songs interspersed with newsreel type footage, the sound from it. Things like, well, I'm going to skip about 2 minutes into it because it starts off with kind of gloomy sounding, smooth jazzy things. And then this thing, which I'm going to play here called Ground Zero. And then I'll let the smooth jazz rumination after that start. And I don't know how far I'm going to get because my patience is kind of thin with this Paul Hardcastle CD. So, oh yeah, this, the feel good hit of the summer. This is Paul Hardcastle from 1988 and Ground Zero on Crap from the Past.
For the first time in atomic history, America gets a ringside seat at a blast of its most awesome weapon. On Yucca Flat, Nevada, press, radio, and newsreel men converge for the test, which is witnessed by Gordon Dean heading the Atomic Commission. Seldom has any event had the news coverage accorded the blast, which is designed to test the bomb for its value as a tactical and support weapon for ground troops. Scores of planes had their assigned jobs in the operation, and every step is under the scrutiny of camera lenses. More than 1,400 selected troops move into foxholes 3.5 miles from Ground Zero, the projected center of the explosion. Theirs is a history-making role. The foxholes have been dug 4.5 feet deep, and GIs have been instructed to keep their heads down during the atomic flash. Overhead at 32,000 feet, a bomber is circling with its devastating bomb. Now it is 0-10 seconds to H-hour, and the atmosphere is tense around the Ground Zero target. Had this bomb fallen on New York, 500,000 would have been dead or injured. In these swirling clouds, man's fate lies awaiting the future.
Why did you drop the first atom bomb?
Weapon systems that will bypass all human intelligence and will become victims of our own genius.
The fact.
There will be no winners in a nuclear war.
One large warhead is more destructive than all the explosions made during World War II. The fact.
You'll kill as many people of yours as you'll kill of ours.
The
destruction. Meaning, if you use nuclear weapons on us, we'll kill as many people of yours as you'll kill of ours.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Listen and learn through civil defense. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like all of you to remember that America can withstand enemy attack if we support the emergency plans of our community and learn to help ourselves. Make sure you're prepared. Contact your local civil defense office today.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
He puts out the dope you want to know.
On Crap from the Past.
No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect. Heaven knows we try, but all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. Build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Japanese kimono, baby, be Italian shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Randy Newman on Crap from the Past. That's Political Science. And before that, a civil defense spot from Johnny Cash. An actual civil defense spot from 1959. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. This week we are marking the 64th anniversary since the bombing of Hiroshima in typically tasteless Crap from the Past style. I have to... This was J. Philpott's baby. He worked really hard on this, and... He supplied all the music, all the sound bites. I'm just putting it together on the fly here. So something you'd like to hear tonight, that's just not going to happen. But you can send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com because that's the way it works. And now, I have no idea what I queued up. let me try this thing here. We'll go back to this Paul Hardcastle CD and see what he's saying now. This the news clips and the smooth jazz ruminations on nuclear war. Really, just kind of upsetting to me. So, well, let's play another one, shall we? This is still all in track one. I'm just cutting out things and trying to make it a little more palatable for, well, me, so I don't have to sit through it again. Paul Hardcastle on Crap from the Past.
United States went on a full-scale nuclear alert, believing the Soviet Union had launched a surprise missile attack. It's the second time in under 7 months that a computer problem has triggered a major U.S. alert.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Consider the deep sea sandwich at White Castle. The name merely implies that it is a fish product.
On Crap from the Past.
Well, I'm not uptight, not unattractive. Turn me on tonight, cause I'm a radio actor. And I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight, cause I'm a radioactive, radioactive. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you, baby. I want to lay with you. And I want you to know.
Got to concentrate. Don't be distracted. Turn me on.
KFAI is supported in part by IP House. IP House is proud to provide internet streaming of KFAI radio. The internet professionals at IP House provide real answers to internet problems. Answers to your hosting or access questions are available at IP House online at www.iphouse.com or 612-337-6340.
Crawl out through the fallout, baby, when they drop that bomb. Crawl out through the fallout with the greatest of aplomb. When your white count's getting higher, hurry, don't delay. I'll hold you close and kiss those radiation burns away. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms, through the rain of strontium 90. Think about your hero when you're at ground zero, and crawl out through the fallout back to me. Crawl out out through the fallout, baby. You know what I mean. Crawl out through the fallout, 'cause they said this bomb was clean. If you cannot find the way, just listen for my song. I'll love you all your life, although that may not be too long. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms, while those ICBMs keep us free. When you hear me call out, baby, kick the wall out and crawl out through the fallout back to me. 'Cause you'll be the only girl in the world. Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me?
Sheldon Allman. I don't know who that is exactly. Sheldon Allman and Crawl Out Through the Fallout. Before that, Radioactive by The Firm. The Firm, Paul Rogers from the group Bad Company, singing lead with The Firm from that mid-80s hit them there. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. Clearly, I am uncomfortable this week. Can you tell? Yeah, it's 64 years since the bombing of Hiroshima, and this is atomic crap. That's what we're doing this week. This week's show basically programmed by the great Jay Philpott, who supplied me with all the music and a lot of the little between song bits that you're hearing tonight. So many thanks to Jay. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Sure, send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com. And now, I should explain the Conelrad radio things. Earlier in the show, you heard something talking about 6:40 a.m. and 12:40 a.m. 1280? No, I think it's 1240. That sounds right. If you have a really old AM radio, really old, like going back to the 50s and maybe even the 60s, you may notice that there are a couple of little triangles or notations at 6:40 a.m. and 12:40 a.m. And it's not just a placeholder. There was actually a purpose behind those things. Because in the event of a serious war where a lot of the radio transmissions got knocked out, there were backup transmitters that would pretty much cover the entire country at 6:40 and or 12:40 a.m. This is the Conelrad radio alert system. It was probably obsolete by the time I was born in the late 60s. And it survived on a couple of radios that I had when I was a kid. I never really understood what they were for, but there they were, this little black triangle, right where they should be on the dial. I didn't get it. I don't know when the system was put into place. I don't know when the system was taken out of place. I'm sure that the World Wide Web can tell you all you need to know. Just Google Conelrad, C-O-N-E-L, Rad, radio something or other, and it'll tell you all you need to know. But this one I'm going to play for you here was a Conelrad radio alert from 1953.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver. All residents in and around Erie County will receive official Erie County Civil Defense bulletins on 640 kilocycles on your radio receiver, while the residents in and around Niagara County should tune to 1240 kilocycles. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 640 and 1240 on your regular radio receiver.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
It's still rock and roll to me.
On Crap from the Past.
Welcome to Russian Bandstand. This is your host, Nikita Clarkchev. In Russia, almost everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Now everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Next is number one song in Russia.
But we don't like that song.
You got to like that song. It's number one song.
But we don't like...
Who else doesn't like that song?
I don't like...
Any other song.
Too late, comrade. Now, anybody else don't like?
We like that song.
All right, now a word from our sponsor. You better listen. Light up Stroganoff. New short-length cigarette. Each cigarette, two puffs. That's all you got time for. Work 22 hours a day, salt mine. It's only cigarette with microphone filter. So be careful, comrades. Secret police are listening. It's only cigarette I smoke. Right, comrade Mamarella Chef?
Right. It's only cigarette you can buy.
Next on the Russian bandstand is country's number one singing star, Nikita Preslichev. What are you going to sing, Nikita? No, that's wrong song. Tomorrow we have new number one singing star. Tomorrow we have new number one song.
Hey, comrade, we are secret police. Tomorrow we have new host on the Russian bandstand.
$25 is all it takes to be a part of your community radio station. Become an active listener member and go to KFAI.org.
I changed my mind, and now I'll find the way to peace and happiness. I changed my mind. It was just a week after the Korean War started when I was called to duty. And believe me, I was kinda sore that they had to pick on me. But somebody had to fight, I guess, so off I went. I was a tank gunner and I'd done my duty and done it well. Until that day on Heartbreak Ridge when they cornered us and we had to surrender. I can't say I minded too much, though, because then I was pretty tired of this fight. You know, the prison camp wasn't bad at all. The food was good, and they treated us swell. We had plenty of books to read, and they even had a school there. So when the armistice came, I was thinking of going home, but they changed my mind. They told me I was wrong, and they promised me a way of life that's new. They said I'd find my peace of mind if I'd forget and leave the ones I love behind. So I stayed on at the camp, and then some people come to interview me, wanting me to go back home. But I figured they didn't know what they was talking about. This life wasn't so bad. And then I got that long delayed letter from Mom asking me to pray just once more before making my decision. You know, I couldn't refuse her this. So I looked all around the camp for a church, and when I asked the guard, he said there wasn't any such place and we wasn't supposed to pray. Well, this got me to wondering. So I went to my bunk and kneeled down, just like when I was a kid. And I prayed for my mom. And right then and there, I knew this was one of the things I'd been fighting for. And I was going back. I changed my mind. And I'll go home again to the ones who wait and pray for me. I was so blind, but now I'll find the way to peace and happiness. I changed my mind.
Eddie Hill on Crap from the Past. I Changed My Mind. Before that, Spencer and Spencer, Russian Bandstand, which is a nice little novelty thing that I've actually heard here on KFAI before. And before that, the Connell Rad Radio Alert, an actual alert from 1953. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. If you're just tuning in, what am I doing this week? Usually, it's a lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long, long time here on Crap from the Past. It's a graduate level course in pop. And it kind of still is, sort of, in its own little way. But this year marks 64 years since the bombing of Hiroshima. And the great J. Philpott was nice enough to actually program this week's show by supplying me a whole bunch of music and a whole bunch of weird sound bites and things. And that's what you're hearing tonight. This we're going to go back to this horrible, horrible Paul Hardcastle CD. I just can't get enough of this thing. I'm just going to play it. This is one of the cuts from that big 31-minute first track on the No Winners CD from 1988. Commercial Suicide for Paul Hardcastle, No Doubt. And I'm going to play it for you because that's what we like to do here on Crap from the Past.
Suddenly, a glaring, whitish, pinkish light appeared in the sky, accompanied by an unnatural tremor, which was followed almost immediately by a wave of suffocating heat and a wind which swept away everything in its path. Within a few seconds, the thousands of people in the streets in the center of the town were scorched by a wave of searing heat. Many were killed instantly. Others lay writhing on the ground, screaming in agony from the intolerable pain of their burns. Everything standing upright in the way of the blast. Walls, houses, factories, was annihilated. Hiroshima had ceased to exist.
Monster Gerber.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
On Crap from the Past. Far away.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the 7th Annual Pizza Luce Block Party, Saturday, August 8th, at the Pizza Luce Uptown, 3200 Lindale Avenue. The Pizza Luce Block Party features 11 bands, including the Jack Brass Band, the All Rights, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, Kid Dakota, Maria Issa, and more. Information is available at the events calendar at kfai.org.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business. Recently, Millard Caldwell, Administrator, Federal Civil Defense Administration, said, Our danger at home is fixed and constant. Right at this moment, every major city in the United States is within reach of Russian bombers. We know that Russia has atomic bombs. We know that Russia has the facilities to wage biological warfare. We know that Russia is supplied with all the modern war gases. So long as these things are true, and every one of them is true, Fortress Main Street must be on the alert day and night. Civil defense is a national insurance policy. How much time do we have to prepare? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's your business.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
This is a very serious message. So all of you, please listen.
On Crap from the Past.
When World War II was over, Uncle Sam said, boys, go home. No one had to twist my arm, I came back across the phone. Now things are in a mess again, the world is all agog. Old Joe Stalin in Moscow's eating too high on the hog.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now, Joe, you'd better change your way, or like Hitler, you will pay for eating too high on the hog. Joe's getting up in age, but to say he ain't so dumb. He knows all about ships and tanks and maybe atom bombs. If he keeps eating like he is at his own discretion, one of these days he's gonna wake up with American indigestion.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
We know that you've got armies and we know that they're big, but don't forget the ham is close to the tail end of the pig. Office boys, they came to the UN and made a lot of noise. They're only taking orders that come across from you, but your hammer and sickle just won't fit our red, white, and blue.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now listen, Joe, you know that you aren't used to eating meat. Act your age, be yourself, stick to Kremlin wheat.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now we aren't hunting trouble, but we ain't never run. Let's all live and let live, Joe. Remember the rising sun?
Quit eating too high on the hog.
That's Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith from 1950-something. And Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Before that, something from 1951 called How Much Time Do We Have? There's no artist with that. And before that, a big old party from Fishbone, Party at Ground Zero. I really like the early Fishbone stuff. It's good. It's quite good. And yeah, that pretty much takes us up to date. In case you're wondering what happened to your radio, I, in fact, am still Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, but we're marking 64 years since the bombing of Hiroshima in typical Crap from the Past style by, this week anyway, was programmed by the great Jay Philpott, who supplied me all this good stuff that you're hearing tonight. That's right. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate-level course in pop. We beam out worldwide from our tiny studios here in Minneapolis, and we're heard on a bunch of affiliates all around the world on a couple of different continents and some internet-only radio stations. And wherever you're listening tonight or tomorrow, or whenever you're listening, I'm glad you're on board. You can find old shows and old playlists at crapfromthepast.com. Tonight, 64 years since the bombing of Hiroshima, and we're playing stuff that's kind of relevant to that. Now, I remember the duck and cover films. I don't know if they ever showed them in school when I was a kid, but I saw them somewhere. They are very familiar to me. This is Dick Two-Ton Baker and Duck and Cover on Crap from the Past.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover, duck and cover. He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. They duck, 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 duck and cover.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks.
On Crap from the Past.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered. And cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you.
Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Produced by Archer Productions, Incorporated. Hey, Bert, come on out and meet all these nice people, please.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of The Record Show. Like a giant church rummage sale, but with really cool vinyl records, CDs, posters, and music memorabilia. The Record Show takes place Saturday, August 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. More info at mnrecordshow.com or 651-224-4947.
That there, Blondie from 1980, and that too hit number one in England. Didn't do much here in the U.S. It was recorded as a throwaway track, very much in the same spirit as Heart of Glass, except they put a whole lot of work into Heart of Glass. Atomic, they recorded kind of as a lark. They recorded it with the click track. It was all disco-y. It was a very small hit here in the U.S., but took off overseas, and Atomic. And that's appropriate, I suppose, for the 64th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, and that's what we're doing this week on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I noticed outside, I turned off the lights a little bit here in the studio while that song was playing, so I can enjoy the lightning that's going on. It's very upsetting to be sitting here with this huge amount of electronics in the middle of an electrical storm. But here we are. It's pouring. It's raining like it hasn't rained since last week's show. And with lightning, ooh, that was a good one. So here in downtown Minneapolis, it's thundery and lightning-y. That's fun. That's not going to make any sense to you listening in on the archives, but it's an enjoyable experience for me being on and terrifying at the same time, being on during an electrical storm. I'm trying not to actually touch any of the equipment, but that's not going real well. And now, this is, it's billed as a civil defense spot. This is from 1953. This is Groucho Marx on Crap from the Past.
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the director of civil defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator, enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Watch World War III on pay TV. Television can be such a thrill. Sitting home in your chair, watch the boys over. TV screens,
getting blown to smithereens.
Watch World War III on pay TV. If you want to keep the kids at home, they'll be glued to their sets, watching rockets and jets, blowing up schools and factories, putting an end to the birds and bees. It's worth every penny to tune in and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III on pay TV.
Close-ups on the screen,
not a face you know.
Isn't this better than Bishop Sheen?
Better than the Late Late Show?
Watching the boys from your hometown
fighting whoever they are.
Watching the cities falling down.
It's greater than Jack Parr. They're out setting up the cameras now. Though they don't know just where, still they've got to prepare. Merle's there to do his part. Sipping your beer, zooming in with a zoom our lens, watching while the whole world ends. It's worth every penny to tune in and see. Who wins the Emmy at the ruins of the Academy? Watch World War III on KTV before your television melts away. Before your television melts away.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the 8th Annual Square Lake Film and Music Festival, August 15th from 1 p.m. to midnight. The festival features two live sets by acclaimed jazz trio, The Bad Plus, and a film score performance by the International Novelty Gamelan Ensemble, to The Adventures of Prince Ahmed. Locally made animation and short films will also be screened throughout the day and into the night between live sets from Roma de Luna, Charlie Parr, Zebulon Pike, The Orange Mighty Trio, and Abby Wolf. Biking and camping friendly. Tickets and more information available at squarelakefestival.com.
I dreamt I saw Khrushchev in a pink Cadillac. He drove down the freeway with two chicks in the back. I pulled up beside him and I heard him say,
"It's good fine country here in USA."
He munched on a hot dog and he sipped on a Coke. The chicks rubbed his bald head while they told him a joke. He blushed and he chuckled as he rolled away.
He's good, fine country here in USA.
Off the freeway and was lost in the crowd. But somewhere in traffic boomed a voice clear and loud.
"We go now to ball game, VC Dodgers play. It's good fine country here in USA."
He awakened me, I jumped from my chair. The scene was the Kremlin with the mob slinging there. The new Russian anthem introduced today.
It's good, fine country there in USA.
Walker Edmiston as Barky, and that's how the artist is credited. I dreamed I saw Khrushchev in a pink Cadillac. Nice. Before that, what did I play there? Oh, The Crown City 4. Watch World War 3 on pay TV. And before that was that kind of chilling Groucho Marx. How's this? Hang on a second. Civil Defense Spot is how it's built, from 1953. That's really terrifying. Just, you should have a fire extinguisher on hand, just in case, you know, World War III. Oh, my. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past here on KFAI. And now I'm interjecting this one. Jay, I found one of my own that I'm confident nobody in the U.S. has heard of. Confident nobody in England has heard of. This is, I think, an Icelandic band named, oh boy, Utangardsmen. Oh, I don't know what that means. It's got a letter that doesn't appear in the English language, so I don't know. From 1980, here's a song called Hiroshima. Here we go. On Crap from the Past.
Heill þér faðir alheimsins, segð þú mér. Vorum við ekki fætt þér til dýrðar? Eða sáu forfeður mínir ekki að sér?
Hold on. That internet. Oh, you can send an internet to anyone, anywhere. Nowadays, even KFAI has its own internets. They say you can hear the radio station through the internets, even in Iowa.
Become an active part of worldwide community radio. Donate now at KFAI.org.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed program devoted to the American tradition, civil defense, presented weekly by this station as a public service in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Today, our star was Bing Crosby, to whom we say thanks for his usual outstanding performance. Bing, how about a few parting words?
Certainly, Ken. Sure thing. I'd just like to add a word or two to the advice given you a few minutes ago by Director Hoig. To be ready for emergency action, make sure that your car is in tip-top mechanical condition. Keep your gas tank at least half full at all times, and see that your tires are in good condition, too. Bye for now.
Well, thanks, Bing, and our thanks, too, to Buddy Cole and the boys. This is Ken Carpenter saying so long and inviting you to listen in next week for another great star and another fine orchestra on Stars for Defense.
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
This is a Conrad drill. Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 15 minutes, this program is the only program you will hear in this area. By order of the Federal Communications Commission, all standard radio and television stations in the United States are off the air in the first daytime test of the Conrad system of emergency broadcasting. This drill is being conducted in conjunction with Operation Alert 1956, the nationwide civil defense exercise. The frequency to which you are tuned at the present time is the one on which you will normally receive civil defense information in the event of a national emergency. Remember to keep your battery radio and your standard radio in good condition so that in case of enemy attack, you can get vital civil defense information and instructions. The music for this period will be furnished by the United States Air Force Symphony Orchestra and the United States Air Force Band.
That's right, and that's what I'm going to play for you now. That there, an actual Conrad test from 1956. Though that's the 6:40 a.m. and 12:40 a.m. If you get a really old AM radio, you can see these little triangles where those particular frequencies are. It's an emergency wartime thing, but that there, an actual test from 1956. Before that, Bing Crosby, Stars for Defense, the end of some particular show there. And before that, that Icelandic band whose name I can't pronounce, and Hiroshima. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, 9 minutes left here on Crap from the Past. Mick Novak is here, and she will be doing This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. She's soaked once again. Just like last week, she got here and her butt was all wet because she had left her car windows open during the big rainstorm, and when she drove here, she wound up sitting in a puddle on the drive-in. Yeah, she's a little damp on the outside there, because she got rained on. It's still rainy here at KFAI here in Minneapolis. Kind of nice. Anyway, I'm rounding things out. Tonight marks 64 years and one day since the bombing of Hiroshima. I'm going to take you out, literally, with the last 8-9 minutes of this terrible Paul Hardcastle song that I've been teasing all night and playing little excerpts. It's from the CD No Winners from 1988. And like I've been saying all along, it's smooth jazz ruminations on nuclear war. It's a commercial suicide, and it pretty much ruined any shot that Paul Hardcastle had after the goodwill given to him by 19. This flushed it all away, and he had no chance in hell at making the pop charts after this. So, there's no actual title for this 31-minute song, but the last couple tracks on this, or segments, are called Silo Killers, Lucky So Far, Star Wars, and Now. This is clearly not the feel-good hit of the summer, but I'm going to play some of this. And after that, Mick Novak is in at midnight with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'll be back with something a little bit lighter next week. Bye!
Although the U.S. and the Soviet Union have disclaimed the intention to launch a first strike, both are increasing their ability to do so. Each is acquiring nuclear weapons accurate and powerful enough to devastate the other's most difficult to destroy targets, such as reinforced missile silos. Continental ballistic missile will be 13 times more accurate than the 1959 vintage Atlas, the first U.S. land-based missile. Not only will the MX be able to strike within 400 feet of its target, the 10 weapons it carries will have a total yield of up to 4.75 megatons. Trident II submarine launch ballistic missile is scheduled to be put on Trident submarines, giving the U.S. an unprecedented first strike capability at sea.
Testing in the 1950s, there would be no hydrogen bomb. Without testing in the 60s, there would be no nuclear weapon so small that we could fit 14 of them in a nose cone. Without testing in the 70s, there would be no neutron bomb, which leaves property undamaged but destroys all human life. By stopping testing now, neither we nor the Soviet Union will be able to build nuclear-powered lasers to extend our battlefields into space.
It's a fight.